every serious athlete has been told to visualize. Coaches say it. Sports psychologists say it. Former champions say it in podcast interviews. Jack Nicklaus claimed he never hit a shot without first seeing it in his mind. Novak Djokovic reportedly builds entire match scenarios in his head the night before a Grand Slam final. Mo Farah ran his race in his mind before he ran it on the track. But then what? 10 minutes. An hour. Every day. Before practice. After. The advice that athletes should visualize has never come with a dosage label. Until now. Two landmark meta-analyses published in 2025 pooled data from 110 studies and 4,187 athletes across individual and team sports, and they finally put a number on the question. The answer is specific enough to build a training block around. Approximately 10 minutes per session, 3 times per week, sustained over 100 days, produces the strongest, most reliable mental performance gains. That precision matters. Because there is a gap between knowing that imagery works and knowing how to actually do it in a way that compounds over time. This post closes that gap. Why? The brain cannot tell the difference. Before the dosage question, a brief detour into mechanism. Because understanding why imagery works changes how seriously you take the prescription. When you vividly imagine executing a movement, your motor cortex, cerebellum, and basal ganglia activate in patterns that closely mirror actual physical execution. This is called functional equivalence. The brain processes imagined movement and real movement through overlapping neural circuitry. EEG and fMRI studies have documented this consistently. A golfer who visualizes a 10-foot putt activates the same motor regions as one who physically stands over the ball. The practical consequence of this is significant. Imagery practice is not a mental trick. It is a training stimulus. It creates measurable adaptations in the motor system, the attentional system, and the emotional regulation circuits that govern performance under pressure. A 2025 multi-level meta-analysis examining 86 studies and 3,593 athletes found that imagery practice improves athletic performance across both individual and team sports, with muscle coordination, showing approximately a 30% improvement versus controls who receive no imagery training. Holmes and Collins, 2001. Referenced in Cumming and Williams, 2012. Replicated across the 86 study sample. The effect held across skill levels, sport types, and age groups. That breadth of replication is rare in sports psychology research. The dosage question, what 24 RCTs actually found. The more specific contribution of 2025's research came from a Bayesian multi-level meta-analysis published in Frontiers in Psychology that examined 24 randomized controlled trials within 209 Diafore athletes, explicitly designed to answer the dosage question the practitioner literature had long avoided. DOI 10-389-SNS-FPSYG 10-2025-61861817. The findings were strikingly clean. Session length, approximately 10 minutes per session, produced optimal mental health and performance benefits. Longer sessions did not produce proportionally better outcomes. Frequency, 3 sessions per week was the sweet spot. Daily practice, 7 sessions per week, showed diminishing returns. Once per week showed insufficient stimulus. Duration, 100 days, roughly 14 weeks, produced the most significant and sustained mental health improvements, including anxiety reduction, self-confidence, and self-efficacy gains. For otherwise healthy athletes focused purely on skill gains, a shorter 4-week block at 15 minutes per session, 3 times weekly, produced strong results. The 10-3-0-100 framework, 10 minutes, 3 times a week, over 100 days, is now the most rigorously supported dosage recommendation in sport imagery research. This is not a coincidence that the number aligns with MindSport's session architecture. Short, frequent, structured practice is what the evidence actually demands. What type of imagery? For what outcome? Dosage is only part of the equation. The 1999 applied model of imagery use by Martin, Moritz, and Hall, the sports psychologist. 13, 245-268, still the most widely cited framework in applied imagery literature, established that different imagery types produce different outcomes, and using the wrong type for the wrong goal is one of the most common practitioner errors. The model describes 5 imagery types: cognitive specific, CS, imagining the execution of a particular skill, a golf swing, a serve, a race start, best for skill acquisition and technical refinement; cognitive general, CG, imagining game plans, tactical sequences, or competition scenarios, best for strategy rehearsal and decision-making under pressure; motivational specific, MS, imagining achieving a specific goal, crossing a finish line, holding a putt to win a match, best for goal orientation and motivation; motivational general, arousal, MGA, imagining the feeling states of competition, nerves, adrenaline, focus narrowing, best for arousal regulation and pre-competition calibration; motivational general, mastery, MGM, imagining yourself handling adversity confidently, staying composed under pressure, best for confidence and mental toughness. Most recreational athletes default to cognitive-specific imagery. They picture themselves executing a skill correctly. That is valuable, but it leaves 4 other tools on the table. Elite athletes tend to use all 5 types strategically, sequencing them across a training week, rather than relying on one repeatedly. For the 10-minute session framework, a practical division might be 4 minutes of CS imagery, skill execution; 3 minutes of MGM imagery, composure and mastery; and 3 minutes of CG imagery, competitive scenario. That single 10-minute block touches 3 of the 5 categories. Applied to golf, pre-shot to post-round. Golf presents a unique imagery context because the sport is almost entirely composed of discrete actions separated by walking and waiting. There is no defensive pressure. The ball sits still. Every shot is, in theory, an opportunity for a brief imagery sequence. Pedalp-based imagery, which recreates the physical, environmental task, timing, learning, emotion, and perspective dimensions of a shot, has been shown in controlled research to improve county-level golfers' putting performance by 29% and national-level bunker shot performance by 8%, when combined with physical practice, 22%. The mechanism is functional equivalence. The more fully the imagery recreates the felt sense of the shot, the stronger the neural adaptation. For golfers, the 10-3-100 framework maps naturally. 2 sessions built around pre-shot imagery sequences, CS and CG. 1 session per week focused on competitive composure scenarios, MGM imagery, staying steady over a 5-foot putt for par at the 18th hole under tournament conditions. The research on what type to use when exactly matches the demands of the course. Applied to running, the mental miles that don't appear on Strava. Endurance running may be where imagery is most underused, despite strong evidence of its value. Moroccan middle distance runner Hisham El Gharouj, who held the world mile record for almost 2 decades, was known for visualizing each phase of his races in precise detail before competition, a practice he credited directly in post-race interviews for his ability to execute tactical changes at critical race moments. A 2025 Frontiers in Psychology study examined guided imagery in endurance athletes using a mixed methods design and found consistent benefits to both performance and athlete perception of effort. Specifically, that athletes who use structured imagery reported lower perceived exertion at equivalent paces, a finding consistent with the psychobiological model of endurance performance, DOI, 10.3389 FPSYG DO2NON 2025-1094. For runners, the imagery application splits naturally into 2 use cases: race day preparation, MGA imagery to calibrate arousal, CG imagery to rehearse pacing decisions at key checkpoints, and daily training, CS imagery of form cues, MGM imagery of handling late race discomfort with composure. The 10-minute dosage fits before either a track session or a long run, and 3 weekly sessions fits naturally into a standard training block without adding recovery cost. Applied to tennis, dynamic imagery, and the 8-week adaptation window. Tennis generates more research on mental imagery than any other individual sport, partly because the structure of the game, defined points, changeover breaks, consistent service rituals, creates natural windows for mental preparation and reset. A 2025 study, published in BMC Sports Science, Medicine and Rehabilitation, examined the effects of an 8-week mental training program, including motor imagery on ITN-level tennis players, and found significant improvements in test performances, with each imagery session lasting 10 to 15 minutes before physical training. Link.springer.com / article /10-1186 S131020250146-3-1. A separate review in the ITF Coaching and Sports Science Review found that combining motivational self-talk with mental imagery produced further service performance gains beyond imagery alone. Research published in 2025 also highlights the importance of dynamic imagery over static imagery for tennis. Players who imagine themselves in motion, footwork, follow-through, full body rotation, showed significantly stronger performance gains than those who imagined static snapshots of position. This aligns with the pedal P principle, T for timing. Imagery should match the actual speed and sequence of movement. For tennis players, a 10-minute session 3 days per week might include serving under pressure, CS plus MGA, executing a breakpoint return, CG plus MGM, and recovering composure after a double fault, MGM. The between point reset, the 25-second psychological window after each point, is itself a micro-imagery moment, which means daily practice in a structured session trains the brain for what it needs to do under match conditions. The compound effect. Why 100 days changes everything. The most counterintuitive finding in the 2025 dosage meta-analysis is the 100-day window. Most athletes think of mental training as something they do before big competitions. The research suggests the opposite. The athletes who benefit most are those who treat imagery like physical conditioning, a consistent practice that builds across months, not a preparation ritual they pull out when stakes are high. The confidence and self-efficacy gains documented across the 24 RCTs were not immediate. They accumulated. Athletes who completed the full 100-day programs showed the largest reductions in competitive anxiety and the largest gains in trait self-confidence, the kind that shows up not just in familiar conditions, but in novel pressure situations where the athlete has no direct experience to draw on. That is the real value of imagery at scale. It is not that you picture a perfect shot and then hit a perfect shot. It is that after 300 sessions of composure imagery over 100 days, your nervous system has accumulated a reference library of handled pressure that didn't come from physical reps. When the putt matters, when the mile matters, when the match is tight, the 100-day brain has been there before. The practical protocol, based on the combined evidence, the 10-3-100 imagery block, session length, 10 minutes, or 15 for healthy athletes in a focused 4-week skills block. Frequency, 3 sessions per week, not consecutive days, EEG, Mon, Ji, Zi, Wed, Ji, Fry, or Tu, Ji, Thu, Sat. Duration, 100 days minimum for mental health and confidence gains. Sequencing, vary imagery type across sessions. Do not default to CS only. Timing, before physical practice sessions is optimal. Primes motor patterns for training adaptation. Vividness, engage all senses. Sound of the crowd, feel of the grip, temperature of the air. The more multisensory the image, the stronger the functional equivalence signal. The 2025 performance meta-analysis also found that imagery combined with one or two additional psychological skills, such as self-talk protocols or goal setting, outperforms imagery practiced in isolation. Adding a 3-minute positive self-talk cue into the 10-minute session costs nothing and amplifies the outcome. The number is 10. The frequency is 3. The horizon is 100 days. Most athletes will not do this consistently. The ones who do will find something that looks, from the outside, like talent. Sources: Frontiers in Psychology, 2025. Imagery, Dosage, Meta-Analysis, Behavioral Sciences, 2025. Imagery, Performance, Meta-Analysis, The Frontiers in Psychology, 2025. Guided Imagery Benefits, BMC Sports Science, 2025. Tennis Mental Training, Martin Moritz and Hall, 1999. Applied Model of Imagery Use, The Sports Psychologist, 13, 245, 268.